the Gemara, Man Tana Belo Yashal. Kuzma Yomer holds that there's an Iser on a Gertosha of Los Ashok Schar Sachin. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we see that? The Tani, we have it in Braisa. Gertosha of Haribot Ashok, Tim Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Amen. Gertosha of was Makabanar, Shemimitsne Nayach, in front of a Bezdin. Bedavka, because, as the Rambam says, because of the fact that he believes that Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai was mekabel these mitzvahs. So Mumela, he over here is a Ger Teshav, and in terms of the Dinim of Yisrael, he's anybody who's Mechal Shabbos has a Din of an Avedah Zarah. So therefore, he can't do Malach. And because of that, but he also is not Shavis. He doesn't have a complete din of Yisrael. He doesn't do, there's no din of mitzvah of Shvisa. But because of that, he's a Rebbe lo ta'ashon, the Rebbe Yossi, the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda Megir Tashav B'Shabbos has a din of Ki Yisrael. The Yontav Ofer U'mevashel. Rishon Yom Yontav is Ofer U'mevashel B'chol Malacha. And the truth is that Avger v'Toshav b'Shabbos came. There was a ger and Toshav is allowed to do on Shabbos what he needs to do in order to eat. But since he has a din on Shabbos, what a Yisrael has on Yom Kippur. Amazing Sergei. Amazing Shita. Because since Shabbos is Avodah Zarah, Chilul Shabbos is Avodah Zarah. Amazing idea. Right now, where you see the idea that Chilul Shabbos for somebody who is also who is Mitzvah in Shabbos, it's not Avodah Zarah. But here he says, no, Chilul Shabbos is Avodah Zarah. So but how can you say here at Taish,
but they know,
it's an
Isser,
but they don't think. It's an Isser, as I said, it's an Isser to be Mechal Shabbos, you're in the midst of Shvi Shabbos.
For the whole, for
Bnei Yoav. Right. So therefore, for him, he has a din on Shabbos like Yisrael has on Yontem. So Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, he's not Mitzvah. But he has to be Mechabit Shabbos but not doing Malacha. On whatever level we would have a Gavah Yontem.
No,
but it's an amazing sheet. Amazing sheet.
Everybody has Shabbos.
Everybody has Shabbos.
Even Bnei Yoav? Just the Gertz Hashav only.
No. It's not the same thing. But he would be also b'chol malacha. So Shabbos, just like a Yisrael, is also b'chol malacha that there's no tzarech b'chol nefesh. Af gert v'toshav b'Shabbos came. So he has a din to do what he needs tzarech b'chol nefesh. Rabbi Yossi argues. He says a gert toshav has to respect Shabbos. He respects Shabbos the way Yisrael acts on Chol HaMoed. So in other words, he can do any malacha that is needed for Yisrael, just like a Yisrael b'chol HaMoed. He could even be begave of the Alpanei Asada. He could collect the loose straw and sticks from his field. So anything that's a dover of what he's allowed to do is also in general Malachas Asada if it's not a dover of it. So Yertosh B'Shabbos has the same law. Reb Shimon says no such thing. A Yertosh B'Shabbos is like Yisrael during the week. Just like Yisrael B'Shayimot HaShana HaChoresh B'Zoreya the Kotzer, Avger, Toshav, Shabbos came, there's no problem of doing whatever he wants to be. It says, V'yinafesh, right? Hager, it adds over there your behema and your ger. That just means that a Yisrael can't use a ger to do a malacha. It doesn't mean that he's not supposed to see to it the ger doesn't do a malacha. Then I'm a tzachav hager. Doesn't mean you're makliyot. Yeah. Even not with Amira. If he does it for the Yisrael, it's also for the Yisrael. This is supposed to be Shavuot for Yisrael. Rav Ada, Rav Amnuna, Nevada Barachua, B'Shem Rav, says this is how we pass it. Halacha Rav Shimon, Like the Torah doesn't have a din of Shabbos at all for himself, but he has to respect Shabbos for Yisrael. Ksiv v'chol eved ish miknat kesem. It goes on. Umalto to az yochal. Right. So it's necessary to do a mila of the avodim before you're able to eat your korban pesach. But that means umalta otos mashma. You can force the mila. You grab him and you do the mila. So that means that eved ish atmal al bal kocha. It's mutter to be male an eved that you own bal kocha, but you can't forcibly convert a goy. Ben ish enach amal al bal kocha. You cannot be mal a goy stam who's not an eved the shem geirus. We did this in the Bavli.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yochanan, but so what are you saying? A ben katan hatmalo kach. What are you saying? A ben who's an ish, you can't. But a ben who's a katan, you can. I mean, so as I was just saying, you can grab a katan off the street, and Bezdin can now be tevel him, and now he becomes a Jew. He says, is that what you're trying to say? I mean, what does this mean? Afilo kivno shel urkanis. We're talking about over here. Here there was a guy, right? So he's an orchid. He's a member of the government. So what are you saying? So you grab his kid. That's considered to be beyond Bezdin to grab him.
A little Greek guy.
Yeah. So make him without the rishus of his father. You're going to make him a ger? I mean, it's not in your hands to be my own. Obviously, Bezdin has to have rishus over him in order for Bezdin to be my own. Reb Chizki, B'Shem Rav, I want to explain what the deal over here. Hocheni, when are we being medayik at a ben katan? You are ma'alo. It's talking about, you find a basket on your doorstep, right? With a Harry Potter. And you ma'al Harry Potter. That's the shayla. That'll be the ultimate lightning scar. Huh? can you be ma'al Harry Potter? It never says what happened to him in that area. So, the Shaila had a house full of children, grandchildren who made an entire night reading Harry Potter. I woke up in the morning. They're still there, a room full of kids reading the entire night to me absent. Never mind. Holiday. I'm thinking to myself, I get them to do the shrews in your house. I'm flying all over the floor in my house, unbelievable, all night long. Okay, so what we're talking about is if somebody leaves the child on your doorstep, we understand that the parents are no longer in charge of him, they were mafkir him.
So,
So then, he'd be lo l'shem eved. So if the tefillah was for avdus, you can be malam l'shem eved. If the tefillah was a shem ben kfarim, so then the moel is malam l'shem ben kfarim. Rabbi Yochanan boy, l'shem eved areo ke eved. What are you saying? I feel like you're not sure. What can this? You're saying that if you find a tinaik, you can be make him into an eved. Doesn't matter who his father is. I mean, even if you found him mushlach l'shuk, right? And how do you make him a kinyan eved? Bishlam, a father left a child on your doorstep to take care of him. Fine, well, you see, you're going to assume the father was mafka, the child, as if he gave it to you. You can own him kinyan aguf and turn him into an eved. It doesn't make sense to say such a thing. In terms of the din of it, we have arrived at the bus. You can buy an akum, which means that you can buy an akum. You can buy an akum means that there's a kinyan aguf. A moment is kinyan aguf. Rabbi Abu, Shem Rabbi Shaya, lo amakim. Of course, when we're mamayit ben ish, and we're katan, we're not talking about a mila l'shem geiris. Ella, it says like this, chol eved ish, miknat kesek. That we're talking about an Eved Knani. If you have over here a case where the Eved is the Eved of the Ish, you can be moel and bal korcho. And if not, he's ma'akav you from eat the korban pesach. But your own son who is an ish, that's the point. Not an akum that you find. You have a son who's a goy. And he never had mila. So the guy, he's coming back from his extended tour in India with your estranged wife who doesn't hold of mila. So now you want to grab him and do mila on him. But he's over bar mitzvah. You can't be mail him ba'al korcho. Yeah, what do you mean? He was born to a woman. Whatever the reason was, she didn't believe in mila. Yeah. So now he comes home, you want to eat your korban pesach. He's like, so I can't eat my korban pesach unless I grab you and do mila. Not true. It's not true. Once he's a gadol, he's yotze from your rishus, he's not ma'akev you from eating korban pesach. The eved that you own is ma'akev you. The child, you don't own the child, he's not ma'akev you from eating.
If he's more than bar mitzvah.
If he's more than bar mitzvah. So only, and that's what we're saying, but that's b'no kotan, ish, is a child, but lots look at kotan. And if you know me, a kotan, he's 12 years old, you would be mal and bal korcho, and therefore the mila is ma'akev.
If he's in the rishu, but if he's in India, would be out of the rishu?
Doesn't matter, it's still theoretically. Kahida mar rabila b'shem rabbi yosef. So in other words, what we're saying over here, that you can mal and evet bal korcho to eat your korban, we're just in the middle of Yerushalmi still, we'll be finished soon. So what are we talking about over there? That's the same, meaning it's not chaylek, what we said before. That the correct girsa should be amanat shelo limhol. We were talking the girsa before. So somebody who buys arelim is allowed to keep them if he buys them the katchila al tnai, but he's not going to necessarily be mali. You don't want to sell it to him. So you're going to make him a Jew. So he buys, so there you have 12 months that you can be Bengalim, we said before, that maybe he'll be Makabo Mila. And there you can afterwards, if not, you could sell him because the condition allows you now to own him even though he's not Nima. So over there, if you were Mal the Evid Bal Korcho, there it doesn't help. It still they wouldn't be allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, like we said before. This is not different from that. The manusha, ke'eved hishu. In other words, what do we say? If he's considered to be a din, when you were kainim amanas l'mo'elav, so what we're saying, that his din is as an eved, and we said before, eved ishatamo'elav b'korcho. So if you bought him l'chatchila to be malam, you have a right to be malam b'korcho. So then, he has a din of an eved ish. But if you buy him amanat shelo l'mo'elav, so then he's k'beni ishu. If you buy him amanat shelo limol, says din is not like an eved. So you can't be malam bal korcho. In which case we're arguing, or we said before, what Rabbi Yosef Hashem Rabbi Yochanan had said, that even if you buy him amanat l'mo'alo, you still can't force him to go ahead and to get mila. Now, as we saw in the Bavli, hamashuch v'anolad mahul v'amal ad shalonid gayer lo yochlu b'truma. So someone where the skin now of his penis becomes pulled up, as the Romans used to do this on purpose, to make it look like he was an aura. So he's a marshal. Or he never had a bris milah because he was nolad mahul. Or he was mal, let's see, he was an Arab, and he was mal as an Arab. And now he wants to be misgayer. So in all of these cases, he has a din of an aura. You need a tofestam bris. By the moshuch, you need to actually remove the skin. Rabbi Zreken, Rabbi Yanev, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan says this din of a moshuch is not the ikra din. It's only a din to Rabbonim. It's mishum knas. Rabbonim were geyser that since he looks like an oral, we treat him like an oral, and therefore he needs to do mila. If he doesn't do mila, he can't eat in truma. So it's a to Rabbonim. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitz, Rabbi Shem Rab. As they argue, they say the din is of here. It's not mishum knas. It's because we're afraid of a gzeira that people will think if they see him eating that an oral is allowed to eat. So it's because of a gzeira gozer. What's nafkamina? Ma nafak b'mineu? What's nafkamina between the two? Nafkamina is if it was marshach lo acher orla. Nafkamina would be if somebody else forced up the skin to make him into an oral. Or was nimshcha me'aliyah. So if it's in terms of knas, it's him a knas. In count knas, we say that mishum knas, yeah, over there, well, because the Romans used to do this. We had in Beitar, the whole city required meal because the Romans wanted them all to be non-muhulim. So they would put these little rings around their penis to force the skin up, and they became mishukim. We're going to be kainis the guy yet. I mean, never. This is what he had to go through. So obviously, there wouldn't be mishum knas. But if it's mishum gezerah, in temar gezerah goes. So then, if it's because of a gezerah, then it has nothing to do with how it happened. Bottom line is, somebody's going to see an oral eating truma, they're going to think that they can be mata real oral truma. They don't have to be. And even, I feel king gezerah goes, even though it was nimshach by somebody else, it's still also to eat truma. We darshan hamo yimol, we said double lashon hamo yimol, mikam the shnei milas. Echad the mila, the echad the priya. So the double lashon hamo yimol teaches us there's two dinim, there's two separate milas. First of all, you have the upper skin, which is the normal, what we call the foreskin. And that's usually, what goyim would be mala, the mala foreskin. But you also have a priya, and priya is like a thin membrane. And that's a separate thing. So achas lamila, furthermore, we're dersh with double lashon, achas lamila v'achas patzitzin. Even though you cut off the orla, but even if, and we learned before, that even a tiny little strip of skin that is as high, even though it's thin, as high as even just the ridge of the atara is sufficient to be ma'ake. So we have a pasuk that tells me, as a din of mamish, that's a chiyuv that you have to take off, even though you took off 99.9% of the oral orla. And he's considered to be an oral, unless hamo yimo. So ad kidon krabi akiva domo l'shem zuguin. This works out very nicely. Ad kidon krabi akiva. This is, remember, ad kidon is the lashon that we have in the Yerushalma. So bishlem krabi akiva, who holds that wherever you find a double lashon in the Torah, you darshan that double lashon is. That it comes to tell me many times, but according to Rabbi Yishmael is deeper Torah lashon than the other. So yod zeshen is kvulim. That's the normal lashon. Deeper Torah lashon, a hindi brat or akidarka. That's normal. Haloch halachta. Kinechsof nichsavta. What he's saying there over there. Lovan is coming to be marvet. Yaakov avinu all kinds. That's the lashon. The Torah quotes the lashon. Gunav kinav gunavti mi beit Abraham. So fine. Those are lashonis the way we talk. So according to him, where do we get the double lashon amo yimol to darshan shtei orlas or orla or apriya or tzitzin amakvin?
Is that specifically because Lovan is talking or because Yosef is talking?
No, Yosef is talking. To a goy? No. Omer, that's good for what Rabbi Shmuel holds, that it's the derech of the Torah to speak. It's not mechalish. Oh, I didn't understand your question.
I was on two levels. One is because it's the way you
at the time it was two levels, or it's post facto it's two levels. I don't like it when you do that. Omer Yehuda bar Pasi. Oz Omra Chatan Damim Lemulot Mikar Meshtei Milas. Because it's not the double lashes. Why does Tzipora use the lashon of Lamulot? Lemulot means there's two milas. Akas Amila is the Priya, Akas Amila is the Tzitzin Makas Amila, and so on. Rav argues on that drasha, and he holds that Mila, as given to Avraham Avinu, did not include the Ora Priya. So therefore, Hamo Yimol is Mikam Nolat Kishumol Shatar Latif Menadam Bris. So he holds that Hamo Yimol is even if he's born Mahul, you need to have Atofas Dam Bris. Hamo Yimol, we darshan the one who is Nimol, shall be Mal. But if the male isn't Nimol, so then he cannot do a Bris Mila. Mikam Yisrael Oral, Shalo Yimol, Ach Yimol, that's Mo. So in other words, it's Hamal Yimol. One who is Nimo can be Mo. The Ainsav on a Goy Oral, a Goy B'chlaz, he's not the Chol Nikud and Mitzvah Mila. So since, I mean, we said Ain Oral Kriya Ela Shema Akum, so he's, by definition, even if he's Nimo, he's an Oral. He's an Oral. Omer Gulevi, Ksiva Atad Briti Tishmo. So over here, the Viata, we learn that from the Vav, that viata means that those atav chokeyotzei becha, those who are similar to you can do milah, meaning the Yisraeli and the Mulim, like Avram Avinu. Okay, I think that's already our time is up. Very good. Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. We're holding still in Perek Shmini over here in Halacha Aleph, and we're up to Omer Rebbe Levi. Omer Rebbe Levi, Tivata et Priti Tishmor. Let's get Ata et Priti. Veata, the Vav is massive, that only people, Ata v'kofi yotzei b'cha, people like you, meaning that just like you are Nemo, you're Yisrael, you're Nemo, you can be Malachir. So it's me, and indeed, the writer says, Yisrael, Malat Akut. But Akuti, if you have the, you have someone who doesn't have a din of Yisrael, and here the Kuti they make, keep going to Murim. So Akuti ain't no Malat Yisrael, because even though he is Nemo in a physical sense, because Akuti, of course, definitely is a we gave them a din of going. So the Kuti, the correct use is a Kuti Eino Malat Yisrael. And that's the reason that we made it zero. We think from its kaven and from our reason. Did we review that?
The Kuti, the Samaritan?
Yes.
That's
the place
in
Barnea's neighborhood. Oh, really? It's all their place in Shkita. Mm-hmm. It's the place in Barnea's neighborhood.
For
the Korban Pesach.
I was there for Pesach
Shlishi. Pesach Shlishi. Didn't Rebbe Yehuda. So it's also for a Kursi to be Malas Yisrael because they're not being Malas Shem Mitzvah Mila, they're being Malas Shem Avod Yisrael. Well, Malo Rebbe Yossi, V'chiechem Metzidim B'Torah Shamila Tzvicha Kavona. Who cares? It's not Kavina. He's being Mal for this, Mal for that. There's nothing of Kavona in Mila. And therefore, what's the problem? Why can't you be Malach Yisrael? As far as I'm concerned, Eliyahu Malach, Olach, Lashem, I agree so much, takes an offshore. He can go ahead and cut as many milas as he wants until he drops dead, as far as I'm concerned. Let him have in mind his heart reason and just drill his way into heart reason in his own cavern. Did not like reason too much. HaMashuch lo yimo. A Mashuch should not be Mal himself. Because I mean, over here, the skin that he will be cutting off is not really foreskin. It's not foreskin. He can end up doing himself some real damage. And therefore, he shouldn't be mal b'pnei sakana. And that was the whole story. Hello, harbe asukeni risom. Hello, Rabbi Yossi. Harbe meshukino yubimei ben kuziva. Where over there, the Romans forced the Jews there to become meshukin. After the war, they kulam malu v'choyim v'liu bonim u'bonos, and they were mal themselves, and they didn't seem to damage themselves in any way. So apparently, there's no real danger. Sorry?
How's that done? How do you?
Same way you do. The same way you do it. It's just basically making a cut, and the cut comes together. It's enough to know whether it's a foreskin cut or anything. There's enough of a flap of the skin because of the pressure over time to cut it off until you're left with it. Like they do today, plastic surgery on sagging chins and so on. It's the same thing. It's a sagging chin.
Now, how do they make it on your feet?
Oh, you put like a ring on the penis or something.
Force
the
skin. And it grows into it.
Over a period of time, this thing just, it's like stretched out, like pregnancy stretches out bellies and so on. Gets stretched out.
Is it
an
issue for a Jew to be like that?
Yeah, true. How far as ever is you're trying to make yourself. Okay, so therefore, the idea over here is the experience shows us that it's okay. It should continue to say like this: Dichtiv et briti efar is the rabbis of Samosha. So the Brisa ends by saying that even somebody that was already mobile, if he's Moshe Farloso, that's called Hafaras Abritz, which means that he's Mukhliyev to be a Mal himself. And if not, he's living in a state of essential Arelut. Now, the Maitzvah, we came out in the Bavli that this is only in Asmach. And that's really, it's only in Midrabana because it's near a Karl, and that this is not really a Diras. Okay, then we said Hanolad Mohl. So if you have a regular Jew who is born Mohl, you need Atofes Damris. And we'll see, and we haven't gotten to that yet, but we'll see that we're afraid that over there, he really is an Orla. Except that we don't see the Orla. And that the Orla has become, under pressure, so much a part of what appears to be the Atorah that we can't really see the difference between them. So what we think is that there's some skin there that makes him into an Orla. V'hamol ad shelo nisgayer, in the case of the Arab, let's say, where that mila is not considered to be a mila, tzorach latvi menadam bris, even though he doesn't have an orla, that's because there's no, he wasn't nichnas takas kanfei hashchina with a bris. Tani says in the bris, Rav Shem ben Elazar Eimer, le'nech uku beit shamayi beit hillel ashen aled mol, shetzorach latvi menadam bris, v'nei sheik ha'orla kvusha. We don't find a machlokas there between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel as far as the Ben Yisrael is concerned, because over there the assumption is that a noila mohu is that there's an orla there, and that if I don't do something to be native dam bris, so then there's no bris at all. But what they're chaylik on is a case where there was a bris, as a gershon is guy who already had been mohl as a goy. So there Beit Shammai and Rebbe Tzorich lots of men are dam bris because how else are they nichnosim takas kanfei hashchina? Whereas Beis Hillel holds ain zerich latif yumin adam bris, because the gershon is gayer, after all, is the katan shenoyel adami, and since over here if a katan is noyel ad mohu, the only reason we need a tofes dam bris is because of the chash of orla kavusha. Over here we know for a fact that there's no orla because it was cut off before. So why would we have to be ma'adif dam bris? So he is a katan shenoyel ad mohu, basically. Reb Yitzchak, Reb Nachman, B'shem Rabbi Shaya, says, Halacha k'divrei ha-Talmid. Reb Yudha is the Rebbe of Reb Shimon Elazar. So he's saying that Beit Shammai Beit Hillel argued about Kotan Shonar and Mo. Reb Shimon Ben Elazar is the Talmud. He argues, and Ozlo Nechku Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. He holds Torah to the men of Reb Yitzchak. Says Reb Nachman by Yitzchak, that the Halacha is like the Talmud, even though he's Chaylik on Reb Yudha, he's his Rebbe. So he's passed by Reb Shimon Elazar. Otuf, the Kamid Rav, so Rav had a Maisakas on Shabbos. Tinuk was Noilad Mo. If here already you can't just say let's be Machmer because it's a Shabbos. We Omar Manu de Tani, Yukneshi Orla Kavusha, Hada Amra Oral Boro, Lindokhara was a Shabbos. So Rav was Medayik. It says in the Braisa, Lunech Rubicham Betel Bakot Shinol Shumot Sarklat and Menadam Bris Yukneshi Orla Kavusha. It doesn't say Yukneshi Hashina. Orla Kavusha, right? It says Mideshi, Orla Kavusha. So that means that we hold there's a Vadai Orla Kavusha, which means that he's a Vadai Orla. So then, if that's the case, Atavis Tamris would be Dovah Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Avu Omar, ain't Dovah Shabbos a Shabbos, even though it's Orla Kavusha Dambris. Because the only reason that we're Matik Dambris is because of Suffolk Orla Kavusha. A Suffolk Orla Kavusha, he's not going to be Dovah Shabbos. Rav Ada Bar Chavana, Ityavle Chad Barka, Rav Ada Bar Chavana had a kid that was born, that was Mohu, and he was Mismas Ben Mit, what he was like, you know, trying to pull off, see if there was an Orla Kavusha, trying to be Mat Adam Bris, and the kid died, as he was operating on him. Omer above him, Roman says, that's not what happened. What happened, he didn't die. It's like he killed him in the sense of he killed his genitals. What he did was he ended up damaging his genitals. And because he was puzzled to be Baba Kal at this point, so Rav Ada kept a tinus for him that he should die and that he shouldn't live this way. One of the Kesaranim said that wasn't the Maisa either. The Maisa was that he was Nasib to a doctor of the son of Shiyomas. It's not that he didn't really cause direct damage to his penis, but what happened is that because he was Matib Dam Bris, he ended up causing a bruise on the testicles, a permanent tzia. And therefore, the son of Shiyomas was not that he was like careless or anything in how he cut. In any event, terrible story. We're saying that obviously you have to be very zoyer not to attempt to find an Orla Kavusha and to try to be Maser an Orla Kavusha. Big loss. His own child.
They had a story recently where the hospital screwed up and they, parents, it wasn't Jews, but they made the kid into a Negro.
Yeah, that was a crazy story, a horrible story. Gosh, you shouldn't go there. Or lasay vaday derechas haShabbos, vein asofik derechas haShabbos. So now, in Teres Kehan, the Gufa says, this is a brisa that's brought in the Masechta Shabbos, that since it says biyom hashmini yimo b'sar alato, we darshan there biyom, whatever that day is, since it says b'sar alato, it has to be dafka, an oral that you know is an oral. In other words, the oral, not a suffix oral. So now, which sfeikas would be included in that drasha not to be dochas Shabbos? Okay. Arlos, first of all, arlos of vaday dochas Shabbos, that means not an androgynous. An androgynous, we don't know, is a zocher that we don't know that he has a din of an oral. So that's the ain androgynous dochas Shabbos. I show you Rabbi Yehuda, I am an androgynous dochas and love of the Shabbos, Rachav and love of Chorus, as we had today, that an androgynous indeed is considered to be a vaday zocher. If you slept with him, you'll be kaif chorus, and you have to be given a bris milah on a Shabbos. Okay, another thing. Our Lord told us vaday dochas Shabbos ve'in bein hashmashot dochas Shabbos. Furthermore, say a tinok is born on an erev Shabbos bein hashmashos. So now we don't know whether the Yom HaShmini is Shabbos or not. That's also considered not Orla Vada, because maybe he's not yet an Orla. So that's not an Orla Vada. Orla To, Orla Vada, Dover the Shabbos, say Nolad Mol, Dover the Shabbos. Another thing that we learn out from there. He said, Nolad Mol, although you need a Tavis Dam Bris, it's certainly not going to be Dover the Shabbos. It's not considered to be a Vada Orla. Shabbat Shah, here the Gersa should go, Shabbat Shah, my Omrim. Tzarech Lat V'min Adam Bris, V'zil Amin, and Tzarech Lat V'min Adam Bris. Now, in Chagiga it says, Tavan Tanin, Akoch HaYavim Buridiyah, Chutz Michera Sheta V'Katan, Tumtum V'Androgynous, because it says Kol Zechurcha, Tumtum V'Androgynous, and not Kol Zechurcha. So explain to me, what exactly, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say about this? And as he knows, Milas Androgynous is Vana, Stoch HaShabbos. So is it also Mechayavim and Riyah, Bidi Raisa? And therefore the mission that says that Chagiga, is not going on Libet Rabbi Yehuda, or what? When Hashmina Menaba. Show you from the Brisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Avraham Omer Meshum Rabbi Yehuda, Acha Suma, even a Suma is Potter Min Ha'Riya. Now nobody uses the word Af, unless he's adding to what was and agreeing to it. Otherwise you don't say, he should have said, no, not the androgynous, suma, but not an androgynous. So, let Barnash Amar Af, El Demoda Akabaita. Who's going to use the word Af unless he agrees to what you just said? That means that Rabbi Yehuda was made at the time of the mission, and androgynous is Potter and Ariya. Wait, so isn't that a contradiction? I mean, Michlach does it, Rabbi Yehuda? I thought we said, when it comes to Ria, we darshan from Zechurcha, Prat androgynous. He said, Taman Amar Prat. Because you said he's agreeing with the Danakama. Whereas by Mila, he's Marv androgynous. He says Zachar includes even androgynous. The answer is that actually, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, Nikra Chadim Doshi, both of them learned their sheet over here not from an extension of the general Dinam of Orla, but from a special analysis of the Pasuk of Arel Zachar. So Rabbanan Doshi, Arel, Matam of Omer, El Zachar. What else are we talking about? Arel Zachar means he has to be entirely a Zachar. But if he's got any Nakfas in him, he's not entirely a Zachar. So therefore, since it darshan Zachar, so tell me that if he's an androgynous, he's not entirely a Zachar. I don't care what you call him technically, but he sure don't look like a pure Zachar to me. And there was not a Zachar. So he's not included in this pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Darish. So it's even though the Gabi other than him, maybe. Maybe you call him a Zachar. Is that a Kulei Zachar? Rabbi Yehuda Darash is Zachar. So why does that say Oral? It's only Oral Afilo Mixas. Although Rabbi Yehuda says, if he would have said Zachar, I would have meant if he's entirely Zachar. It says Oral comes to tell me that even if he has some elements of Arelut, he's also considered to be Chayav and Mila. But when it comes to Chagiga, there's no such drasha, because by Chagiga it says, Yera'et kol zekurcha. Kol zekurcha over there on Maida, that kol zekurcha comes to be mamayit. That over there you have to be kulay zokha. If you're not kol zekurcha, then you're not like everybody else, you're not going to be chayim in Chagiga. Taman tanina. I think we should wait on this. It's basically a whole new sugya here. Sickness.